And we're on, Jackie.
And we're on. Yeah. How exciting.
It's Graham here, everybody. And I had to grab this lady, as it were, because she's one of my musical heroes. And it's I'm responsible for dragging her in here today. It's the great Jackie DeShannon. How are you doing?
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here with you guys. It's amazing. Thanks for having me.
It was great. She's just been on with Robert. And I'm just showing her how to do an audio boo here on the phone. So this is it. We just record on there. It
goes, great.
So you just get the
I'll be on that ASAP.
So I wouldn't know where to start to ask you, because we were just talking about...
Well, there's a long list.
Yeah, because, you know, all the stuff that you've done. I mean, you wrote my favourite Marianne Faithfull song, wasn't it? Come Stay With Me. Yeah,
oh, what a great record. I still treasure that. It's just such an amazing performance.
You still in touch with
her? No, I haven't been, but I tried to go to see her shows when I'm in town.
On the show here about... I think it was early last year. Her new album was really good.
She's just, burning it up. She's doing fantastic.
It's great. And one of my favourite albums that I was given when I was a kid was an album called Laurel Canyon that you did in 1969.
Thank you. That's my favourite album.
Is it?
I'm very proud of it because it was... a concept album, which the record company was very had a great resistance to me doing something like that, because basically they wanted me just to kind of stay in the same box and not make a record that was more organic.
Yeah,
it was without the studio quote.
So I suppose you were one of the first to do that. I suppose in its sort of female performance to do it.
Yeah, it definitely was. And, you know, I had some great people, Mac Rebenek, Barry White, Russ Teitelman, some of the...
Sorry, Dr. John, Barry White were on there.
Yeah, exactly. Back in the day, but the record, I think, still holds up over time.
But you did destroy an illusion I've had since I was about 9 years old, which is that it was you playing the piano.
Oh!
I just always
that
sort of imagined
been. Well, maybe I should take credit because it's awfully good.
Yeah, but it was Dr. John, yeah.
Dr. John. Exactly.
If you don't know this album, anyone, it's just been reissued by Ace Records. Well, it was a few years ago. And also Jackie's in today because they've reissued her Imperial and Liberty singles, Volume 3. There's 3 volumes out already. Ace Records, check out the website. But, fans of Jackie, it's all there. Any of you that aren't aware of her work, or you don't realise that it was her that wrote the certain songs that you love, you'll be amazed at just how many songs you know, if not. But, Laurel Canyon, because when... So I presume because you lived there when you did that.
Yeah, I was the next street. Well, there's Laurel Canyon, and then we lived up in the hills exactly right beside it. I didn't actually live in it, but I was sort of just at the corner. So as you see on the album, I was hitchhiking up the street.
Yeah. You could smell the exotic perfumes wafting down the hills.
Take me back.
Things.
Take me back. Exactly.
So really, really was it? Because I just read, I'm also a big fan of Carole King's and everything, of course. And I read her book that she had out. I don't know if you've read it.
No,
last
I haven't
year.
Had
it's
an
really
opportunity
good,
to read it. I really
but
like
she described her descriptions of the area. Then are fantastic, but I know that you were there. She moved in a bit later than you, I think. So you were
but
there right
Los
when she
was taken off.
Los Angeles
was at that time really, we've been cranking it up for quite a while.
You were knocking around with the Birds, right?
Walking the Birds, the Beach Boys, so many
Naughty
groups.
Mr. Crosby and Naughty Dennis.
Yes,
and all that.
They played on my demo of Splendor in the Grass.
Yeah, I know.
can you see David Crosby up at 9 in the morning? That was not easy.
Wow.
But they were great. I used to go and see them at the clubs early on before they started to really happen. So I think that was their payback for me being there every night.
Yeah. God. No, because I love them as well.
They're so many great, great people and, groups like The Searchers doing such great records mine.
That's
great
something I was brought up with. We were talking earlier on. I had a lot of knew a lot of people who were when I was growing up. They were from a lot of those bands from that era. A lot of my mates' fathers, things, and they would always say, "Jackie DeShannon, she's great." Well, when you walk in the room, fantastic that. And she did the best needles and pins.
I am so grateful for the loyalty of all the fans in the UK. They have just been. They always keep me moving. I always feel, I have some more to give. and really appreciate their support for all these many years.
So you're still writing now, aren't you?
I've just written this song for Africa, in Africa.
Yeah.
It's not Put a Little Love in Your Heart, but it is some, you know, the lyrics are that we can do something.
Because, my mother does a lot for water aid, so you were talking about the stuff, website.
Right, water.org, it's for download only, but you can go and take a look at it on YouTube as well. And a portion of it will go to water.org, but, you know, I think the main thing is that people just realize that it doesn't have to be one of those grand checks. It can just be a bit here and a bit there,
and
so much.
No pun intended.
But exactly. But you do, you know, just to help people have a place to bathe, a place to wash their clothes, and a drink of, clean water.
The biggest issue from now on.
Water will be the new.
They're fighting wars for it already, kids out there. So, you know, conserve water.
Exactly.
And, so what's the website again? Water?
Water.org. Water.org. Yeah. And as I say, you can go and take a look at the song, and I've made a small little video of some of the pictures of the kids. And it's for Africa in Africa.
So, Jackie, just before I go, I'll let you go and everything. You know, when that some artists are now doing things like they're recreating live one of their classic albums, like sort of say like Van Morrison did Astral Weeks live, that sort of thing. I mean, you ever thought about doing Laurel Canyon live?
Well, you know, that's not. I never thought
do
of that,
it,
but
do
that's
it at the
very
Troubadour or something like that. You know,
that's very interesting. I'll do it over here.
Would
that
you?
Would be the best. That would be the my best thing to do, but I haven't seen that live. I have to
that
catch that when it come around.
I
did
it,
a song with Van Morrison called Santa Fe.
That's right, on Hard Nose the Highway, wasn't it?
Yeah,
no, yeah. You worked with Van, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
How
that was
he?
Interesting.
I bet was he nice?
He was very nice. Yeah,
was he?
He's so talented.
Well, it was because you're a lady. That's why. We all know Van.
He's so talented. Oh, my
His
goodness.
New album's brilliant. It's really
no, I haven't
good.
Had
yeah,
a chance
great.
To.
It's great. No Plan B, Born to Sing. It's cracking. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, I'll get
so
right
it's,
on it.
He's sort of telling it how it is, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite
Fantastic.
Quite surprised.
Well, he usually does.
So, yes, but I've not heard him be quite so frank about the way things are, let's just put it that way. And it's just like, way, Van, go on.
Amazing. But, I will get it immediately.
It's cracking album. Anyway, Jackie DeShannon, such a pleasure to meet you.
Oh,
thanks
well, it's
so much.
Great to be here. And thank you for having me on the show. And thank you for turning
audio
me
boot.
On to this little
so
deal.
So I'll show you how you do it then, so we just stop it. There you go, kid. Jackie, a bit extra with Jackie DeShannon. So then you just...